Okay, our friends. So as we approach spring, it's time to think about planting your vegetables. If you have a garden, it's time to think about planting your flowers. It's time to think about trimming back your big bushes that might grow in the front or in the backyard, or trimming your fruit trees if you have those. Much work must be done in the garden. And if you have any of those things, you might enjoy today's story. It's called Goodnight Veggies. The story was written by Diana Marie and Zachariah O'Hara. And today's story is read by Mommy and...
Me.
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 Me?
Me.
Mommy and me. Mommy and me.
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 Philip.
Philip.
And I am really excited to read it to you because it's got some really fun stuff in it. And the cover of, when we open the book, we see two little radishes. And we see they're sleeping. One of them's sleeping. The other one's smiling, maybe, at a worm who pops up to say hello. Let's see what the story is all about, shall we?
No, you won't have veggies if you don't, like...
Hmm?
You can't have food, like, such as veggies.
Yeah.
You can't have fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
Like, you can't have leafy greens without worms. Because worms actually help leafy greens grow in the soil.
Yes, it's so true. You cannot have vegetables without worms.
They eat the bad weeds' roots, mm-hmm. and they also help the fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. Move around and feed the plants.
Uh-huh. Its droppings are actually, like, they're actually things that actually help the fertilizer.
Whoa, worm poop is helpful, huh?
Yep.
Cool.
It's one of the only types of poops that's helpful.
Nice. Well, let's read about the story, shall we? Mm-hmm. Sunset in the garden. And in the picture, we can see the sun is going down, and this garden is on top of an apartment building, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They have boxes, raised garden beds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Robins in their nest. And next to the gardens is a tree with some robins. Tossing, turning veggies need to get some rest. They're getting watered. But as the sun goes down, it's time for a nap, don't you think? Or maybe a good night's sleep. Turnips tucked in tightly. Potatoes closing eyes. Tuckered out tomatoes, humming lullabies. And in the picture, we can see red tomatoes and yellow tomatoes. Did you know that tomatoes come in different colors?
Yeah, I've also seen green tomatoes.
Absolutely. Yep. Cuddly cauliflowers.
So if you don't know what cauliflower is, imagine one of those yucky broccolis that your dad makes. A white version of that. That's a cauliflower.
Yeah, they look... Cauliflower and broccoli do look a lot alike, except one is white and one is green.
Done. I also think I taste worse. Don't tell your parents, kids. Done.
What was that? Oh, my goodness. Wait, are you saying you think cauliflowers taste worse?
Yeah.
Or broccoli? Oh, okay. Because you like broccoli. When I make it. Droopy pods of peas.
Peas are the best. I like peas more than your crappy dad's broccolis.
Rhubarb reading stories to worn out broccolis. Baby carrots snuggling. Baby lettuce too. Although I want to say, I don't think I've ever seen rhubarbs that read stories.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is pretty crazy. Baby eggplants dreaming of places far and new. Do you know that Americans call this vegetable, an eggplant, because it's shaped similarly to an egg. But in lots of other places in this world, they don't call that an eggplant.
What do they call it?
An aubergine.
What's an aubergine?
An eggplant. Cucumbers are calm, lined up, nice and neat. Golden yams are still, and beets are simply beet. And in the picture, we do see the cucumbers are all lined up on their... They cling, right?
Mm-hmm.
They climb and they cling.
By the way, one thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you cook beets, you have to beat them. Ba-dum-ching!
Lovely. Cabbages are nodding their leafy, sleepy heads. Radishes are dozing in cozy garden beds. And the worm has been working his way through every one of these pictures, checking them all out, making sure they're doing fine. Celery is snoring as sunset disappears. Cranky corn rolls over and covers up its ears. Every veggie snoozing beneath the moon, so bright, for nothing's more exhausting than growing. Day and night. Good night, sleepy veggies. Sleep tight.
P.S. Those mushrooms your mom makes are actually not veggies. I mean, who doesn't like mushrooms? Everybody likes mushrooms.
Yeah, but they are fungi, aren't they? Right? They're fungi. There's a fungus among us. Da 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 da. Is that funny?
Wah, wah, no?
Okay. But you know what, though? I do want to say one more thing that I know that's growing day and night.
Hmm?
You. Always growing. Do you get exhausted, too? That, our dear friends, is the...
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to add to that?
Don't forget to eat your mom's peas and hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
That's right. Eat your veggies. The end.
But not cauliflower. Stay away from that cauliflower.
Some people really like cauliflower.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.